is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Burger King, Collect, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful, however overcast where I am, and somewhat troubling Monday. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I have a little bit of an echo coming back on my side. I'm not sure if that's happening generally, but it certainly is coming back on my side. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6323. Hold on. You can call us on 325-4316, or you can text us on 422-4796, or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. You can call us on, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I'm sorry about our very late start today, but some things on this planet you just cannot control, and I could not control what caused me to be late. So my apologies. We don't take you for granted, or our sponsors, or the radio station. And so I apologize for that. So there has been an awful beginning to this new year in terms of murders in the country. The slate of murders have not just been in terms of numbers, really difficult to swallow, but in terms of the way these things have been playing themselves out in broad daylight in the streets and in the now assassination of a 16-year-old in a home. The prime minister of the country sent out a note, and he sounds outraged. He does. He says, we're coming after you. He's asked the Christian Council to have a national day of prayer. And my hope is tomorrow we'll talk to some religious leaders to give us some perspectives on that. So I'm not dealing with that today in particular. But I had a conversation prior to the Prime Minister's statement with a, or maybe just in concurrent with the statement, with a friend, and she expressed that, you know, these things are happening, but we as a society don't seem outraged. To be honest, I am not outraged. I said to her that, you know, expressing for my own self, there is a certain, well, we've walked this way now for a little while, and there is a shameful numbness to some degree, even though you're still really disappointed, sometimes even frightened by the reality of what is taking place. So I have a question for you. Are you outraged? That's the word. I'm using the word that was used in my very profound conversation. Are you outraged? And if so, why so? If you're not, why do you think you're not? Outraged, according to the Oxford Language Dictionary, is to have aroused fierce anger, shock, and indignation in yourself. Right? It's in you. You have fierce anger, not just anger, but fierce anger, burning anger, shock, and indignation. Are you outraged? Do you have fierce anger? I mean, seeing what you've seen, are you angry, or are you like many, posting the stories, talking about, man, wow, but you all see this? Is that? But I mean, is that like? Are you like? This isn't a kind. It's kind of a perverted entertainment shock, like, you know, that dude, like, almost like you watching television in real time, right? Are you that, or are you, I mean, like, you are angry as in, dude, sirs, moms, whatever it takes, hey, are you that kind of angry? Are you outraged? Are you? Who is outraged? Or if you are, why are you? If you're not, why are you? I mean, let's have an honest conversation today. Now, I've said to yourselves, I don't feel outraged. I honestly don't feel outraged. Really, really concerned about this country in respect of this issue? Yes. But I can't say I have fierce anger. Or maybe I'm just learning how to manage my stress better, because I am doing that. I've been doing that for a little while. Maybe I just have a sense of perspective about these things that makes me not get emotional to the extent of outrage. But what's happening with you? So let's have an honest conversation. Are you outraged? Are you fiercely angry? Are you really shocked?
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loan today. Call us at 356-7764.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Can't take my
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're back and trying to iron out some technical difficulty. But I was asking the question, are you outraged? Are you outraged? And if so, why so? If you're not outraged, then why so? Let's have an honest conversation about it. I mean, like, and I say honest, I mean, like, if you're not outraged, if you're something else, say so. But I had a conversation, and in the conversation I had with a friend, they said, you know, I don't see the outrage. Well, consider this. Think about this. This was their perspective, right? You're driving on the street in Nassau. You have children in your vehicle. And all of a sudden, you could be the victim of a gunshot. You could, for some other reason, because shooting is happening, you could be a victim. And that this is happening, that a 16-year-old could be gunned down for whatever reason. And her perspective is, we're not outraged. And I have to concede, if outrage means to be fiercely angry, if it means to be shocked, I don't know, boy. Like, observing what I have observed in the country over these years, to the extent where, you know, don't forget we had murders that were up to 140-something, and it became the fodder for political billboards. It became the discussion for political rallies and so forth. We had church groupings, the Christian Council called National Prayer. Prime Ministers called prayer, National Days of Prayer. In response to it, we had prime ministers who said they were taking a zero tolerance approach to it because of it. At one point, we had prime ministers who had executions, a couple of them, three of them maybe, because we were like, this can't continue. We can't keep doing this. And that was the sense. And then it just continued. I mean, the numbers are right there. It just continued in the hundreds. We continue to be per capita one of the highest murder rates in the world as a country now in truth, like we have many islands, and many of them islands on a per capita basis does not have the level of crime and violence that is being played in New Providence, not even close, not on a per capita basis. Their share of these things just not there. So, you know, what is going on is just, you know, something. But are you outraged? Are you shocked? This text says, morning, Mr. Lang, I'm confused with the information between the PM and Fred Mitchell with different opinions in reference to the public disclosure. Okay, that's a different issue, man. We talking about something different, man. I'm staying on point today. We're dealing with the murders in the country today.
That's what we're dealing with. And we're looking at this question of what our sentiments are in the country with respect to what's going on. What's our sentiments? Are you outraged? Do you
have the level of anger that has been shared in his press release by the Prime Minister? And the Prime Minister says to the criminals, to the people perpetrating crimes, we're coming after you. Are you? Nobody? No one. Is no one listening? Nobody is outraged. Nobody is not outraged. Nobody is. What's going on? Are you tired? You just like, you don't know what to do to say no more. It's just like Chivago. I heard somebody say it's too far gone now.
It's too far gone. We don't. You know, what can we do? What's going on? I asked some preachers about the National Day of Prayer and whether it actually helps or not. They had some interesting answers, but we talk about that tomorrow. But are you outraged? If my friend is listening, I want you here on the show. I'm asking the question. I haven't gotten any answers from anybody as yet. No one. I've gotten no answer from no one. No one has said anything yet. I'm outraged. No, I'm not outraged. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I hope you're doing
well,
sir.
You and yourself?
I am good, you know. I am here. I'm still here.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
You know, I have my own personal security firm, and that's Psalm 91 and Psalm 121, you know.
Okay.
But in regards to the question that you are, Mr. Lang, honestly, me personally, I am tired. I feel like Christy Love Ige, you know. I don't know what else to do. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I pray and pray. But the thing is, Mr. Lang, somebody say God wouldn't do for us what we can do for ourselves. He told Moses, what do you have in your hand? Use the rod that you have to make the way. God has already given us and told us what we need to do. But we feel that we know more than God. We don't want to do the things that God says to do in regards to the punishment of individuals. You know, the Bible says that God says, listen, in the book of Romans, that the government bears the sword, and the government ought to be a terror to evildoers.
Let me ask you a question since you're on that point of we know what to do. When Cain killed Abel, what did God do?
Well, I mean, God, you see, that was before the implementation of what was known as a government system. After the flood, God changed the order. Okay, God put a mark on Cain, right? But after that, God said that if you shed man's blood, then your blood should also be shared by man. Okay, that was before the God implemented a government system. The reason is like, what is the reason for us having laws? Laws is for the good governance of the country.
We have the laws. Remember though, we have the laws, but we have to look at all the laws though, because one of the laws says that if you commit a certain kind of murder, you would be subject to capital punishment. But the law also says the only way you can be subject to capital punishment is if the courts sentence you to that. That's the law also.
Yeah, but, you know, but if the courts, and the courts, and that is my, I'm opining that it's the courts who is responsible for the good governance of this country, not the police. The police job is to go and apprehend the criminals and bring them before the courts, and the courts supposed to enforce the laws or to apply the punishment that is on the books. You know, the other day, a young man, a 17-year-old individual, was caught with a firearm. And the courts decided that we are going to give you 2 years probation and fine you $2,000. Now, what are you saying to the other 17-year-old out there? That if you're caught with a gun, because if I have a 17-year-old child, I'm expecting to get the same punishment for him to get the same kind of treatment that this 17-year-old gets, right?
So let me ask you a question. So are you suggesting then that, for instance, if every person who is on death row was hung, we would have a different scenario in the country right now?
No, I am saying that if you are convicted of murder, okay, I'm talking about manslaughter. Manslaughter is
No. Hold on. Let's stay focused.
Right.
If you're on death row, you're not on death row for manslaughter.
Right.
So I said if every person who is on death row means you've been sentenced to be hung. I'm asking you if you think that if every single one of them were hung today, we'd have a different scenario we'd have a different scenario in the country when it comes to murder. Is that your view?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do believe.
Okay.
I do believe, Mr. Lai. You know, in countries where you have drastic measures for things, China, Mr. Lai, has over 1 billion population.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have these kinds of things happening like that in their country. Mm.
Let me ask you a question. Would you be prepared, because it's not capital punishment in China, would you be prepared to have a communist country, for instance, as your government?
I am prepared, Mr. Lang, to have a disciplined country. A disciplined government also produces a disciplined people. I'm prepared to do whatever it takes, if it means taking away some of my civil liberties, then I am prepared. Mm. I'm prepared to do that. I want a country where I can feel safe. I want a country where, you know, regardless of who you are and regardless of who you know or who know you, that justice will be served, because we are small country.
So you're fed up.
No, because Mr. Lang, I have seen it. You know, I know somebody whose son was caught with an illegal firearm, but because they knew the magistrate, they ain't nothing happened to that. You know, and
You're fed up.
Pardon me?
You're fed up.
Yes,
you are fed up.
And we could pray till the cows come home, Mr. Lang. Ain't nothing gonna change. Because God ain't going to do for us what we could do for ourselves. We could pray. I mean, I pray. I go to prayer meeting. I pray. You know, we could pray and pray, but the government has to act. The government
has to act.
The government need to do what they need to do to get this country. Because when outside people look at us, they're not looking at whatever family situation or whatever. They're looking at the government. Because the government is supposed to be in control of this country. But it seems like the inmates are running this prison. Why are we allowing these
mind you,
a few handful of people?
Mind you, the Constitution says that the government is supposed to have general direction and control, the cabinet of the country, of the government, you know, not the country.
Yeah, no, but the work
of the government is supposed to facilitate peace. But it is the citizenry that have to comport themselves in a way that actually establishes that.
No, but Mr. Lang, the citizens need to be brought in order. It's like you have a class and you have a home, and if everybody decides that they want to do whatever they want to do and they don't care whatever happens, or, you know, you're going to have chaos. It's, you know, That is why Paul says, I did not know of sin until the law says this is sin. That's why we have law to say, well, you should not run. If you see the light on red, you cannot go past that. That's an offense. And when you commit that offense, you're brought before the court. And that and only way we can have these things if we have the enforcement of the law so that people can see that the law has teeth. You know, the Bible says,
I got you.
And one part of the Bible, that the law is slack. And that's the problem with our country. The law is slack. How come we can have all these
titans,
all these other things?
I got you, bro. I got to go. I understand. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We can take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're asking the question, are you outraged about the murders taking place in the country? We talk about crime, but really it's the murders that get our attention more than anything else, right? We don't get outraged that we have thousands of traffic violations every year. We don't get outraged about that. We are really mostly outraged about things like murder and rape. And we understand that. I understand that well, right? So this text says, and this gentleman reminded me, he answered the question at the end. Okay, so I read it for you. Morning, Mr. Lang. I'm confused with the information between the PM and Fred Mitchell with different opinions in reference to the Public Disclosure Information Act. Fred opposed it while the PM will deal with it. It's confusing. I'm outraged at those killings because hanging should be. Okay, hanging should be is what he says. This text says, good afternoon. I'm outraged, especially at these people that are harboring and benefiting from these criminals, says that text. This text says, I'm not outraged because I wasn't expecting anything different, Mr. Lang. If this is what it takes to for the U.S. to realize crime is not only the police problem, it is ours. How can we see different in crime results when we have regular Bahamians on social media sharing the location where the police is having roadblocks? Mr. Lang, it is going to get worse before it gets better. Wow. That's a, if I'm not mistaken, that's a former police officer saying that. Says, great show as usual. I'm pissed over the crime. I want the police to to saturate the streets and put a curfew in those ghetto communities, Bayntown, lockdown Nassau Village, lockdown Elizabeth Estates, lockdown Fox Hill. We would be good people, see? I mean, this is what that person is saying. They want the police. So you want, there are some communities, this person is saying, make them police communities. I mean, like, the police presence is abundant in those communities. What do you think the persons who are committing the murders and stuff then change their tactic and move elsewhere or work elsewhere? Or what do you think? You think this will work? You know, think so? What do you think? This text says, for in the image of God made he man, Genesis 9:5-6. God's reason for the death penalty for murder is that it is a disregard, denial, disrespect of the image of God in that murdered person. Therefore, the death penalty is still valid since every human being is still made in the image of God. Okay, we're not having a debate about the validity of the death sentence at all. We were having, we were asking the question whether, if according to that individual, if we had it, it would make a difference. It is on our books, so if we did it, it would be in the law to execute. Okay, so we've had several people texting, and they are outraged. They have fiery anger, and they are shocked, and what have you. Okay, what about you? What are you feeling? I was reading something that said that we think. That, well, actually, it was a YouTube documentary. That we think that we act because of our reasoning. But in point of fact, mostly we act on how we feel. We feel hungry. We feel angry. We feel elated. We feel depressed. We feel... And they say we're acting more out of that than a calculation that, given these premises, this is the conclusion I draw. That in point of fact, that's not why we are mostly acting. And so, what is happening? Sometimes I think, though, how you feel about this issue depends on where you live, So if you are in the Family Islands, a bit more removed from it, than Nassau, you see it, and you shake your head, and you say, wow, again, Derek, there it goes again, because that's not close to you. If you're in Nassau, maybe you live out east and out west, maybe it's not happening in your communities, but you feel something because you say, well, could I be next, or could this affect us, because, we move throughout the country, the island. But then if you live in the communities where these things are actually happening, what do you feel? Do you get tired? Do you get frustrated? Do you get numb? Do you get outraged? What do you feel? Are we affected differently based on where we live in proximity to is happening? For instance, if you're in San Salvador, in Nagua, if you're in Long Island and them, are you feeling the same as people who live in New Providence feel? If you live out east and out west, do you feel the same? Are you feeling the same? Or when you're close to the situation, like, how do you feel when you're the family member of the deceased? How do you feel when you are a family member of the alleged perpetrator or the convicted perpetrator? This text says, horrified. I am horrified, said this text. I am horrified. Horrified. Nassau is 7 by 21. It's not a big island. You move up and down. And you're moving up and down. You're going about your business. Now, given, even notwithstanding what has happened, the probability of being a victim of that is not high, you know. It's not high. It's not in the 95%, 98%, not even close, right? Not even close. But you see this play itself out in this way, and it does something to the brain, right? And so you massively, your brain and my brain scours the universe for threats against ourselves. That's what it does. Every single minute it is looking for threats. That's what your brain does. So it doesn't matter to the brain, the probability isn't high. The brain is saying, yeah, but it happened. And it could be us. And that's where the fright comes in. That's why the fear of crime almost always is higher than the actual incidence of crime. Because the brain is scouring and saying, oh, look at this. Is this a threat to me? Is this a threat to me? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Walang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't proclaim this issue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
5, 4, 3, 2.
You ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Hi everyone, Dazzy here. Listen, after 50 years of independence, to be a Bahamian in today's world also carries with it the responsibility of global citizenship. Tune in and sit with me. We'll discuss international news, finance, economics, pop culture, and trends that affect us as Bahamians not only locally, but also our contributions and opportunities beyond the rock. Beyond the Rock with your host, Dazzy. Every Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Well, Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this difficult, in some ways, Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232. At 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. WhatsApp me on that number, actually. I want to remind you that Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs live at the Amphitheater on Saturday, January 13th. Join Phil Stubbs, Nishi Ellis, and Ira Store and the Spank Band for an amazing night of pure Bahamian music. Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. General admission, $50. VIP, $75. Skypods are also available. Get your tickets now at BahamasTickets.com. That's Phil Stubbs and friends live at Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, January 13th. Don't miss it. So we are talking about the slate of murders. I mean, this year has started off in really bloody fashion. I mean, the WhatsApp that's circulating of these murders, of these victims, of these perpetrators, it's like it really reeks of television, gangster drama, theater. I mean, let's be real about it, right? I mean, what we are seeing very much looks like what you would watch on television. But this is in real time. This is real human being. This is real Bahamian human beings who are doing this thing, this stuff. Prime Minister says he's outraged. Well, the Prime Minister says he feels he's moved by these painful events in our country, and that he has sent out a word to the criminals. They're coming after you. The police said that too, you know. The police said they're coming after the criminals too. And now, are you outraged? And if you are outraged, what are you prepared to do? One caller said, listen, I'm prepared to give up some of my civil liberties to get this thing in check. He is the first Bahamian I have heard say that. I'm not saying he's the only, he's the first one I have heard say that. Are you prepared to give up civil liberties in order to do that? Are you prepared to have to go inside your house 7 p.m. and don't come out no more unless you have a good reason to do so? Are you prepared to do that? Are you really prepared to take a hit in order to get something done? Are you prepared, for instance, to have your children, your young men, if you are a young man and you're between 18 and let's say 35 years old, and you ain't in school, and you're not working, are you prepared for the people to say, well, show me that you're waking. Show me where you wake. Show me that you're going to school. Or are you involved in some other positive things on a daily basis in the hour? And if you don't, no, bro. Come here. We're gonna sign you to somewhere. And you got to do some report. Now, are you prepared to do that? How, if you are outraged, what are you prepared to do? Even if you're disgusted, even if you are angry, what are you prepared to do? How angry are you? See, I remember someone saying to me, there's a difference between concern, when you are concerned, and when you're moved. What they said is, when you're concerned, you might just have an emotional reaction to what is happening. They said, but when you are moved, you are going to take action on the basis of your being moved. Are you moved? The prime minister says he's moved. And he says to the criminals, we're coming after you. So he is looking to take action. Now, what those actions are, we don't know yet. But other than the National Day of Prayer, we know that. But are you moved? And if you are moved, what are you prepared to cede? Listen, I was also having this conversation with a police officer. This was a conversation I was having with a police officer. Police officer said, here I go. Let me tell you what is baffling for us. So, you all see what's going on in the society. You all see the way some of these guys are acting, the way they carry out their crimes. Broad daylight, cold-blooded executions. They say, you all see that. But guess what, buddy? A police officer has something said to him, and yeah, maybe he takes and he slaps a guy, right? He says, you know what bothers me? How people pounce on that. These police need to do this, these police need to do that, and so forth, right? So he's saying to me, like our outrage for this versus our outrage for that just doesn't seem balanced. That's what he said. But it reflects the fact that maybe in terms of what we are prepared to do, maybe we'll be prepared to do, we ain't ready for that level of discomfort to our civil liberties or ready for that level of discomfort to our conveniences at all. Police sitting down in your community, sitting down, cars sitting down, right in your yard, right near your yard, up and down the police siren, pumping with regularity. Are you ready for that? Prepared for that? Are you prepared to do that? This text say, I locked down angry. Okay. I locked down angry. I locked down angry. Right? See, tomorrow my hope is that we're going to have a conversation with some religious leaders to get some perspectives from them, because I've already had some interesting discussions with some of them, or some perspectives from them. Because, let me ask you something. When you are seeking to solve a problem, is there a more powerful thing you could do than praying to God? If you are a believer in God. Hello? I am asking you. If you are, so for instance, your problem has gotten so intense. You say, I need to invoke God. I want you all to, listen, man, I want you all to listen to what we say, you know, I mean, listen. This is not X-Men we praying to. This is not Zeus. Huh? This is not the moon god. This is the belief that we have. This is that most of us in the Bahamas have. We have a Judeo-Christian conviction that there is a God. Who is the creator?
creator of the universe. Listen to me. We cannot even wrap our minds around the size of planet Earth. We cannot. Much less the sun, which is 93 million miles, we are told, from planet Earth and gives us all this light and heat that we get. We cannot wrap our minds on the multiple billions and billions of nuclear explosions that's happening on that star called the sun in our galaxy. And that is only but one of billions and billions of stars in billions of galaxies in the known universe. This isn't even about the non-known universe. As we say, there is a being who created all of that, who sustains all of this. That's what we say. And we say that our problem here on planet Earth, one of multiple planets in our galaxy, has gotten so bad that we are now invoking God. God, the Bible says, raised Lazarus, parted the Red Sea, rescued Israel out of Egypt with plague after plague after plague. Raised Jesus from the dead. That creator, we say to him, do you see what's going on here in the Bahamas? We have now over 100 murders last year, and now just the beginning of this year, practically every day, if not every day, we have had a murder. Do you not see this? Are you blind? We don't believe you're blind, so we know you must see this. We say, what are we going to say to him? I mean, like, what is the prayer going to say? Do something about this. Or give us the wisdom to do something about this. Or you remember we did this last time we asked you before. That God, that's who we're going to pray to. Is there something that you could do that's more magnificent than that? And if that is the most potent thing you could do, wasn't that the first thing you should have done? And if that's the most potent thing you could do and should do, wasn't that the thing, shouldn't that have been the thing to prevent this stuff? Let me give you a scenario. So, apparently, there were two brothers. One named Cain Adam, and another one named Abel Adam. Their daddy name was Adam. That's all we know is Adam. Their mommy name was Eve. So Cain Adam was a farmer. Abel Adam used to tend sheep. And Cain Adam grew his crop, brought it to him to God and said, listen, I present this as an offering to you. Abel Adam, his younger brother, brought him a first thing of his herd and offered him. And God, the same God of the universe, of the billions and billions of galaxies, that God, remember, if the galaxy is that vast and God made it, you realize that it has to be in God and God can't be in it, eh? Right? I mean, if he's in it, he's in it in by choice, so a time or whatever, but he's bigger than it. Anyway, so God was not pleased with Cain Adam's offering, and so the Bible says that God said to Cain, Adam, why are you disturbed? He says, if you do well, will you not be rewarded? But if you do not well, sin lieth at your door. That's all he said to him. Talking to Cain, Adam now.
And then the Bible says, Cain and Adam left talking to the same God that we will pray to and ask us to solve this murder problem. And he said to Cain and Adam, what he said, and Cain and Adam left talking to God and killed his brother after talking to God. And then God, the God of the universe, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God, came walking through the garden and asking Cain Adam, where is your brother Abel? Cain Adam say, am I my brother's keeper? And God say, the blood of your brother, call it unto me from the earth. This after the murder. This is after the murder. This saying before. This is God now. This is God who just was dealing with Cain Adam, who knows all things. You think he didn't know Cain Adam was going to leave, Cain Abel was going to leave him and go kill his brother Cain Adam? Same with God. And the rest, as we say, is history. Is that instructive? Okay, I'm going to read this text. Because I read virtually every text that's sent to me. But I can say something after. See, Mr. Lang tell the PLP to stop complaining and solve the crime. And the PM was in opposition. He put the billboards at the roundabouts about the number of murders. Now, that last piece is true. That is true. I don't know that I hear the PLP complaining. I hear the Prime Minister expressing his outrage and what he's called for prayer. I said their prayer. But after the rage, what then? What then? See, if the police strategy is to match muscle for muscle and engage in raging testosterone wars, then we are doomed, given the society we will reinforce. One thing that is certain is that the criminals are more strategic and are capable of better swift detection of a target than the police. Really? If the circumstances surrounding the execution of the 16-year-old girl are to be believed. Really? You think so? I don't agree with that. I don't think so. I mean, let me tell you why. I mean, like, a criminal, a person who has determined to harm somebody, has put that in their head and laterally is not publicizing that. I agree that some intelligence could be helpful in giving the police advance knowledge. That's true. I mean, actually, I see your point. I see your point, but I mean, I don't know that that's fair, because I do see your point that somehow the persons, if what we are told is to be believed, that the persons saw something from this person and was able to then go ahead and mobilize to get something done, when if the same thing had happened on the side of the police, they could have gone and say, okay, maybe this might be a danger to that person, let's go protect them. So I see that, but boy, wow, that, ooh, man. I do believe, though. I have believed this for a long time. I really have, and I think you're hinting at it. I have believed for a long time that intelligence, like I'm talking about really serious intelligence, is a way forward. I I think that's what you're hitting at. I think so. Yeah. I'm thinking, listen, bro, like, you got to get ahead of the game and jump. Even if it's a rumor, jump on it. Jump on it, Mike. Jump on that, man. New York undercover, LA undercover, Special Victims Unit. Jump on that. You hear, well, so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. Jump on it. I think I feel in you. boy, this text says, yes, see, God is always my first go-to. However, faith without works is dead. Pray effectively and fervently to God as to best way to resolve. This was an answer to your previous question. Yeah, I understand. I believe in prayer. Oh, I believe in prayer. Don't believe me. I believe in prayer. But, you know, can I say something to y'all? Again, I look forward to having a conversation with some of the religious leaders. There is a notion that the Jewish word for prayer suggests that in the praying, you are a participant in the answer to the prayer. So, like many, when God would call the nation to prayer, it was almost, listen, go read it. Y'all go read it. You would hear them say, and the nation repented themselves and did as the Lord said. And when did they get in trouble again? When the leadership and the nation, when the leadership, the political leadership and the religious leadership, when they did not do as God said, that was when, and the nation followed, that was when they ended up in problems and then had to go back and pray to God again and then repent themselves and do as God said. I want you to read it. It wasn't like a piece of the nation. Read it. If we're going to use the scripture as the template, go read it. I'm telling you all, go and read it. The whole nation was assembled and told by the prophet what the problem was. And the Bible says, and they prayed to God for forgiveness and repented and did as the Lord said. And then over time, you see them go right back to, and so forth. That's why the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and is a conjunctive word, or is not a conjunctive word, or gives you an option, and is a conjunction that gives you no option. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then what will you do? I will heal their land. Who is turning from their wicked way? My people. Well, what is the wicked way? Murder, rape, cheating, corruption, all that kind of stuff. That's the wicked way. But who does that? Not God. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Yes, pray. Pray what? And turn from their wicked ways. But who? My people. Not some of my people. Whose people? Not the non-God people. If my people. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to preach. I did preach that message many times before, though. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Babe, you washed the car?
I washed the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance,
She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this very interesting Monday afternoon. We're talking about the Slater murders, the outrage the Prime Minister has expressed, the outrage that, well, the firm position that the police has taken. You know, the police officer, I'm so sorry, I forgot. I missed the name right now. She has been speaking to the press in light of these matters. Oh my gosh, she is so articulate. She is so calm. She is so comported, so rational, just really, really solid, man. Listen, ma'am, you are to be commended for the way you handle press statements. And I really, God knows you. I'm just so proud to listen to you, man. Oh, man, that's really. But I want to get back to something now. So, folks, listen, stay on point with me now. Stay on point. I ain't going to preach, but stay on point with me, man. Stay on point with me, man. Yes, ACP. Christian Skippings, oh yeah, man, ACP Skippings, yeah. Listen, excellent, thank you. So listen, if my people, who are called by my name, who's the Bible talking? Who's God talking to? My people. Not you. We say these the sinners who are doing this. These non-Christians, these non-believers who are doing it. But he said, it's my people. Also my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. But guess what? He didn't stop there. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. 3 days. Humble themselves and pray. And seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. 3 days. My people. Then will I hear from heaven. And I will answer them and I will heal their land. See, you can't cherry pick on the scriptures. You can't cherry pick on the scripture. Hold scripture.
rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what we're taught. Listen, you know what the Bible says also? Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? Who a young man? Cleanse what way? You're murdering, you're raping, you're stealing, you're lying, you're cheating, you're doing these things. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By a good government program, a good church program, a good mentoring program. No, by taking heed unto the word of God. So if the government project, if the church program, if the civic program leads to a young man or woman in this instance heeding the truth. Heeding means to comport with, to comply with, to obey, to subject oneself to, then his way will be cleansed. Meaning that no longer murder, no longer rape, no longer steal, no longer cheat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's doing it? So I just put it in there for you, Aaron. That's all I'm doing. For those who believe in him. Those who believe in him, that's what I said. The young man. My people. Now, let's declare, right? You're not murdering. Lots of people are not. But those who are in a position to do so, or some of them are doing so, I would share some other things in scripture I have read, but I think I don't want to get people riled up today. There is, if we believe there's a God in the Judeo-Christian sense, there is also a Satan, a deceiver. He is not as powerful as God, not even close, but he is very capable of influencing mischief on planet Earth. Very capable. If zoomed in on a target, a subject, a victim, a situation, apparently according to scripture, quite capable of being actively involved in the affairs of men. Such that some things men do, some things women do, may in fact have the active participant of him or his cohorts. And against such things, prayer and fasting becomes a necessity. See, sin man, we come at this thing very simplistically in some ways. Everybody believes there's a silver bullet. As one pastor said to me, silver bullet. Capital punishment, that'll solve it. Corporal punishment, that'll solve it. Having the fathers in the home, that'll solve it. Getting back to Sunday school, that'll solve it. Having the right government in place, that'll solve it. Making sure that the prison is reform-minded, that'll solve it. A lot of suggestions out there. A
Mr. Lang, you preached about God said, my people, how much people in the Bahamas had a personal commitment with our God? Well, first of all, let's not do that to the Bahamas yet. So when this was, when what I said was preached, the nation was Israel, how many of them had a personal relationship with God, do you know? And what did that mean? What did it mean for them to have a personal relationship with God? What did that mean? First of all, if they had a... you got to be careful. See, you got to be careful. He said, if my people, right? So he was talking about the nation of Israel. You're saying if they had a personal relationship with God. So he said, if my people would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways. Well, who's practicing the wicked ways? My people. Well, you just asked how many of them have a personal relationship with God. So apparently God is saying you could be his people and still have wicked ways. So what does it mean? How many people have a personal relationship with God? I have had a personal relationship with God in the way we think of it in an evangelical sense for decades and decades, and I didn't sin for decades. I've had to turn from my wicked ways for decades. So how many else of us? So what is it? What does that mean? So if you have a personal relationship with God, your suggestion is you're not sinning. You're okay. You're not going to sin. God isn't ever going to have to say to you, stop that, change that. What are we saying? Israel was his people. And he was saying to them, you guys turn from your wicked ways. But how often, read the scriptures to see how often Israel had to repent itself, the whole nation. Well, go see. Why do you think God established a system of sacrifices? Why would you establish a system of sacrifice for people to get their sins remissed if you didn't anticipate that they would have to sin? I mean, that they would sin. Why would you do that? Why would you have the priests continuously offering sacrifices if you didn't think your people would sin? Come on, man. Yo, let's catch up. We live in the real world. We live in the real world. Every pastor, every bishop, every priest knows. Like Paul knows and you. Evil is ever present with me. For the good I seek to do, I do not. That which I seek not to do, that do I. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of sin? But I thank God for Jesus. That's what Paul said. So y'all don't simplify. Don't try to simplify this. I tell you, I got to discern the whole scripture. Whole scripture. Not a little piece. Whole scripture. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick, topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a soft potato bun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new half-seas, half onion rings, and half french fries with a drink. Or cool it down with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Cruiseport presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruiseport Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasEtickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruiseport, the place to be.
Join the party. At Solomon's, we believe that variety is the spice of life. With the introduction of new brands and the arrival of a wider assortment of quality products, even the pickiest of shoppers will want to celebrate. With more variety, you will find everything you need and want when you shop. So join the party today. Shop Solomon's for a wide variety of quality items right at your fingertips.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful but challenging Monday afternoon. Can I tell you all something? This crime issue is going to be politicized. Let's be clear. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to be a part. And by political, I mean it's going to be a part of the political dialogue, right? Whether it becomes rabidly partisan, viciously partisan, that's a different story. I don't know. I can't predict whether that's going to happen or not. But it's going to get there. It always does. It has always done so. So if you are in the PLP today, if you're in the FNM today, I don't want to hear no, don't let's politicize crime, because let's be real, man. It's been that way from time immemorial. Okay, y'all don't want me to call no names and quote no people on both sides of the political divide for decades who have decided to use the crime activity in the country as fodder for political campaigns. So that's going to happen. All right, so let's be clear on that. That's going to happen. But, if we could take this extraordinary moment and not avoid that, because that ain't going to be avoided. I'm not going to live in any delusion. But rise above it, right? So even if the politician says, listen, bro, it happened under y'all. Listen, man, it happened under y'all. Even if they did that, so let's concede, this is rising above it. Let's concede that we both have had no answers to this point in any real way. Not in the way that makes the big difference to the society. So now, with that said, let's see if we could find out something. So everybody then put their licks in, but at the same time, concede it. You know what? Careful. They decide, but let's move forward with some real effort to make a difference. Right? This is the extraordinary opportunity that has been presented to us. It is really an extraordinary opportunity that we could try to do. You know what would be what is the more incredible reality about this opportunity? Yeah, let me just say that, because that's a little fantasy. That's really, I'm looking at my own thought on the matter and thinking that's a little fantastical. Because what's the possibility that a person sitting out there right now angry about something, frustrated by something, participants in some scheme of criminal enterprise, is sitting on and saying, I ain't gonna do this no more. I gotta listen to the prime minister, I gotta listen to the church leaders, I ain't gonna do this no more. Possibility exists, you know. I've experienced that before. I have. I really have. Listen to me. I've experienced people who have told me of their desire to do something. But when I was a, this is when I was a youth director, but who said, Zhivago, I wanted to talk to you because I don't want to be about that. I don't want to be about that. I was listening to some folk who said, listen, we sat down with gang members, leaders, and could tell, could sense, you know, that they don't want to be about that life, but towards them say they need to change. They need to change. I mean the money. They need the money, or they got to protect themselves, or blah, 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 right? So, like, you got to deal with the real world you live in. You can't deal with no fantasies. You have to deal with the real world we living in, brother, sister. David Doors and his men were moving through, and they were hungry. They were hungry, man. These fellas was hungry, and they went in the temple and ate the shoe bread that you weren't supposed to eat. They were dealing with the real thing. Even in the scriptures, it says if a person steals from another person, but they did it because they were hungry, they were treated differently than somebody who just stole out of greed. Even God was dealing with the real world, apparently, the real world. So, yeah, you say, I shouldn't have gotten involved with gangs. I shouldn't have. Okay, true. But you did. And now that you are involved, now you have to, figure out how you can maneuver, because you've then been involved. Dudes, fellas, people are gunning for you. And if you just hang out there, then maybe you get due. We're talking about the real world. Well, it is complicated. You know, people sit down, you know, and just sit down in the comfort of their little fantasy world. The comfort of their simpler world, the comfort of their easier world. Thank God for the decisions they have made, and those decisions for their lives aren't as complicated. But then, unfortunately, there are others who have made their lives complicated by decisions that they've made. Sometimes we've made our lives complicated by decisions that don't have nothing to do with murder or stealing, but maybe it's by something else, and our lives are very complicated, and we now are trying to figure out how to be untangled from our complication. And we try to be simplistic about people who are trying to figure it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. Well, I'm sorry, I got a couple of more minutes. My eye was seeing nine, so I was trying to prepare. But I'm glad we have a little couple more minutes. It's not simple. And we need to stop that. We listen, those of us, and first of all, stop sitting in the high chair of moral eliteness and talking down to these human beings who have made decisions. Yeah, they got how to pay a penalty, a price sometimes for decisions they've made, no question about that. But let's not simplify their choices all together. Not that
They didn't make them, they made them, and the consequences flow from making them. But let's not simplify it all together, because you and I both know how many things can contribute to the formation of the people and the person we become. Let me read something for you. I think it's very profound. It says, Mr. Lang, it is heartbreaking, but I still believe that children are basically born with a clean slate. The people that form a part of your formative years greatly influence your life and most of these cases that went awry. My child was murdered, and after the person was found guilty and I heard that the person went through what the person went through from he was in primary school, I almost felt sorry for him. You hear this? You hear this? Listen. Mr. Lang, it is heartbreaking, but I still believe that children are basically born with a clean slate. The people that form a part of your formative years greatly influence your life, and most of these cases that went awry in most of these cases. My child was murdered. My child was murdered, says this texter. And after the person was found guilty and I heard what that person went through from he was in primary school, I almost felt sorry for him. I am 72 years old. We out of respect for the police. The government cannot do the parents' job. We have to take responsibility for our kids. I do not know the answer to the generation caught in the interim. There are lots of parents doing what they are supposed, but a lot who need to be held accountable. We need a continuous system put in place by Christian Council of Prayer and Fasting, not just when something happens, said that texter. Wow. Ma'am? Our deepest condolences. Oh, what an understanding heart you have. It ain't simple. So don't sit around here talking about all we need to do, all we need to stand and so off with that. You have no idea the complexity of God's word. And anytime you try to answer complex things with simple stuff. Even, for instance, the heeding God's word, it's simple enough in what is to be done, but complex enough in how to actually get there, to bypass habits, to bypass influences, to bypass maybe strongholds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live, been listening to See Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. Listen, God spares life. We'll be back with you tomorrow. You all have a great evening. You're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. And I just can't keep living this way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.